due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
This night is just continues to go downhill.
Oh, see, I just can't stand.
It's about time you did something right.
Who in the hell do you think you are?
Ooh, nothing. Don't give me an ooh. I'll tell you an ooh.
Shut up, bitch.
What do you guys want to talk about?
Hey, go fuck yourself. Get that guy out of here.
But if you're a CM Punk fan, you're stupid.
Yeet.
Acknowledge me!
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to another installment of the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Nikki Heyman, and around the table tonight, I have my usual suspects, such as my man in the Big Apple, Jason Block.
Wow. If Cody Rhodes doesn't, well, you haven't seen this yet, but if Cody Rhodes doesn't want the truck that The Rock just gave him, I'll take it.
Can't wait to see it. We also have our numbers guy at the table, our other co-host, Stab Boy Josh Henniger.
Good evening, everyone, or will I be saying good morning before the end of this? Who knows?
Who knows? So let's actually go to tonight, since it's the most recent and the most fresh. The two things they really focused on. One, Kevin and Sammy with a great promo, by the way.
Yes, I did get to see that. Or at least a part of it.
Okay. The chaos in the male tag division.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Trishy and Tiffy getting a hometown welcome, and Chelsea Green, and by the way, Piper Niven in the Mouthy outfit.
She's handsome. She's brave. She's strong.
Yes, but you know what, though? Everyone's like, oh, Piper, you don't have to wrestle. Fine, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, darn.
And there
Jacob
was a... Jacob Fatu is a crazy bastard.
Yep, not only that, but also setting up the eventual U.S. title match with him and Shinsuke, and yeah, Shinsuke was gone this week for very unfortunate reasons.
Yes, we'll get to that, but the thing was is that it wasn't Jacob who got the win. Jacob should have gotten the win, but LA Knight out and took the pin.
Okay.
So it's LA Knight Shinsuke. There were three matches. LA Knight, was one of the LWO, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
It was Andrade, Jacob Fatu. It was Jacob Fatu, Braun Strowman, and a bunch of others. But it got
Carmelo
down,
Hayes.
Yeah, yeah. It got down Hayes, Knight,
Andrade,
and Fatu. That's how it got.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And it was just really great. But the big thing of the night was everybody just talking. And, of course, Jacob Paul, what a dick. Not Jacob. Logan Paul. What a dick. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So add all the men minus Paul
Cena.
And basically trash-talking each other towards the main event. Cena's music, and I'm like, oh, great, it's Cena and iPhone. Of course, and then, of course, Logan Paul shows up.
Did you notice that they didn't mute the fuck you, Logan?
No, they didn't. Nice. Good. Okay.
Good.
So there was that. But the big thing of the night was... Cody being given all this luxury shit by the final boss. Private locker room with Sushi. By the way, Sushi looked good. R-Truth
did.
R-Truth said so. And,
Anyway.
And, you know, all the people were like, dude, I'll paraphrase. I understand what you're going through because I would have done it, but now? Nope. No, I wouldn't do it. So they were about to have, at the end of the night, Michael Cole interview Cody, but that got interrupted by a gift of a 2025 Ford Raptor four-door, dual mega cab, whatever it is, decked out with, Cody Rhodes logos, and a video message from The Rock basically saying, you know, you're going to make the right decision, as he's flying on his private jet. And he had a belt made that said, Cody's soul. And the date was June 11th, 2015, the day his father died.
Oh.
And, okay, I've got two questions, Josh, and I'll ask you both.
Yeah.
One, The Rock is trying to Jimmy himself in here, or maybe it wasn't so much Jimmy as in plan, but perceived as, right, Jimmy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
But number two, does this interest you, or is the answer as obvious as Cody going, F no, because it just seems that Cody is not acting in character to me.
It could be interesting, but I don't have a straight answer yet because we haven't hit the first major beat, and that'll probably be tomorrow night.
Right.
My thought with this, though, there's one thing that Rock has not offered Cody that would probably change the answer to a definitive yes. And that's a spot on the board.
He even said so. Well, Michael Cole said so.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So, but to me, it seems I mean, we should put that in as a question. What does Cody do?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's a good question to put in as a fifth, Josh?
Honestly, the answer is no for me.
Okay, that's fair.
That's fine.
Because it's one of those things that it could have an answer, but it definitely could also not have an answer.
I gotcha.
So, yeah.
I get what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was great. We have new women's tag team champions after Raw. Mm-hmm. And that sets up perfectly what's going to happen the Raw Monday on Raw. We're going to get the video, or is it a Friday on SmackDown next week? Mm-hmm. What do you think is going to happen?
Which video are we talking about?
The one that shows Naomi attacking Jade.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not coming up tomorrow. That's going to be on Monday. Or
yes.
Next SmackDown.
And that's going to lead towards Mania, probably.
Mm-hmm. So we got the news that Elijah is officially with TNA now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, okay. So
And he's looking like he's going to be tagging with Joe Hendry there.
Well, there is. I mean, Sacrifice, the TNA Sacrifice has five matches already planned due to the tapings that we have.
So, yeah.
Okay. Which is happening 2 weeks from tonight. We have six matches. The Rascals and Ace Austin versus Wesley, Tyson DuPont, and Tyreek Igwe. Okay. Mm-hmm. Masha mm-hmm. versus Cora Jade for the Knockouts title. Okay.
Yeah.
The System and the Colognes versus Joe Hendry, Matt Hardy, Elijah, Leon Slater, and someone else in a 10-man tag.
Hmm.
Mance Warner versus Sammy Callahan in a street fight. Moose versus Jeff Hardy for the ladder match for the X Division title, and Tess versus Lei Ying Lee, because Tess is on the "I'm not going to wrestle anymore" type gag.
Yeah, she was forced to actually wrestle this week, or she was fired, so she wrestled.
Mm-hmm. And there was NXT. Speaking of. An NXT roadblock right in my neck of the woods, by the way, which is the day after Monday Night Raw a week from tonight, has got right now, it's got three matches at the moment.
Yes.
Okay. Obafemi versus Moose for the NXT Championship. Shut up. Okay.
Yeah.
The Hardy Boys versus Fraxium for the TNA World Team Champions.
And just a quick note, this week the Hardys wrestled on NXT, and that was the first time they were on WWE programming together since right before COVID shut everything down in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And Julia versus Stephanie Vaquer, title for title, winner takes all.
Yep. And unfortunately, I think I know where how that's going to go.
Tell me.
Stephanie Vaquer is going to win. From what I have heard, Julia may be dealing with an injury right now and may be forced to take time off.
That I've heard too.
Okay.
That I have heard too. And there's that. So, yes, I've heard that. By the way, NXT LFG is already filming season 2.
Wow. And that
they are already renewed for season 2.
Okay.
I'm really happy about that.
Yeah.
No, that's good.
Have you seen anything yet, Nikki?
I have not. Tomorrow, there's not a whole lot on my calendar before the pay-per-view, so
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe I can swing some time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So,
one more thing I was wanting to talk about from earlier.
Yeah, sure. Go for it. Take a chance.
As you may have heard, Shinsuke was not on this week's SmackDown.
Good, good, good. Yes, yes, yes.
And unfortunately, there is very good reason for that. Shinsuke's big brother, so to speak, passed away.
Would you say? Yeah.
Senpai would be perfect in this case. A guy by the name of Osaru Nishimura. The name probably doesn't ring a bell unless you follow Japanese wrestling.
Like you do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. Osamu has been in the U.S. before.
Mm-hmm.
He wrestled for Global right towards the very end. Actually, at the very end, he wrestled in Eastern Championship Wrestling in the tournament to declare the new NWA World Heavyweight Championship. He lost to Dean in the opening round of that one back in 94.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was the first challenger for for Shane Douglas's ECW World Heavyweight Championship.
There you go.
The next day. Then he wrestled every now and again throughout the 90s, 2000s, and 2010s in the U.S., but he is best known for wrestling in New Japan from 1995 to 2006, where he and Shinsuke would have met up. And then he wrestled in All Japan from 2007 until his forced retirement. Because of stage 4 esophageal cancer.
Ugh. Oh,
yeah. He got it was diagnosed March of last year, and he had to undergo chemo, and unfortunately the cancer took him.
Damn.
Yeah. His last match was on, looks like, August 24th of last year. Osamu Nishimura and Dory Funk Jr. facing off against Atsushi Onita and Raijin Yaguchi for FMWE of Frontier Martial Arts Wrestling Explosion, which is the current Onita brand in Japan.
Okay.
So yeah, that it was his last ever match. His biggest victories in New Japan were winning the IWGP tag titles with Tatsumi Fujinami and Hiroshi Tenzan, and winning the G1 Tag League in 03 with Tenzan.
Very cool.
Yeah. So yeah, Osamu passed away today at the age of 53.
Cancer sucks.
Yeah, cancer sucks indeed. All right. Is there anything else we're missing? Because I think we probably are.
Yeah. West Australian newspaper said that Perth is going to have another one of those triple headers that SmackDown and a pay-per-view was well.
Okay.
Event over the next 18 months.
So from now till SummerSlam-ish time 2026.
Oh, and also by the way, TKO's earnings were not very good this year.
Their revenues were great. They cracked $2 billion, but I believe the take-home numbers, as in the net revenue, was only like $6 to $7 million.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah,
that's not good.
So something tells me they're spending way too much on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably going to get cut down soon, which means, is there a possibility of seeing more releases coming soon?
I hope not.
Because, there's a wild rumor out there that the absolute minimum any talent on WWE's roster is $350 now.
That's correct.
That's $350,000, not $350. And then the highest end are earning eight figures.
Eight.
That's the rumor.
Rock? A Roman?
I think I've heard Roman getting like 15.
Well, Chris Jericho said 20 to 30.
Yeah.
Do you believe it?
That's the thing. It's Jericho. I think the high end is probably, Yeah, that's the reason I'm saying wild rumor on that end. I'm thinking the number's probably 5 to 7.
Mm.
For a guy like Roman. Or a guy like Cena in his last round.
Now,
but yeah, I knew that 7 figures was floating around a lot.
Yeah, 7 figures floats normally. Because 7 figures was happening even as early as the mid-90s. What with Bret Hart's 20-year contract for $20 million.
Right.
That got rescinded 1 year in. So, yeah. The 7-figure numbers are probably decently accurate. 8 figures, unless they're getting... Oh, you say yes?
I say that there are a couple of wrestlers out there who get that number. And there's only one or two. That would be Roman and Cena. That's it.
Outside shot at Cody.
Outside shot at Cody, yes.
Yeah,
I would
and
say Cody's probably closer to 5 to 7 million.
And by the way, that does not include all the backside guarantees, the merch, etc. That's not what we're
right. We're talking take-home money.
Yeah.
Well, that's why he lives in... That's why all the wrestlers live in Georgia and Florida, so you don't... So you can have more of that take-home money.
Yes.
But there's also something coming out next week, which we talked about, well, actually a lot of commercials for, called Queen of the Ring.
Yes.
And there's going to be a premiere this Tuesday with Trish Stratus. Lita will host a post-screening Q&A. Medusa and Jazz will be in the performance. Mm-hmm. Camille is playing her rival, Byers. Okay. Jim Cornette is playing Sam Mushnick. And you've got Francesca Eastwood as Mae Young. Leona, it's supposed to be really good. So we'll see. It's called Queen of the Ring. It debuts this Thursday in theaters nationwide.
Yep. Oh, I thought it was Friday. Interesting.
Well, some late Thursday screenings, but you know.
I'm taking a look at my local Cinemark.
So it's probably
and
Friday.
Yep, they start on Thursdays.
Also, Peter Rosenberg is going to be one of the on-air talents for Evolve, which they've already taped.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, fuck the IWC again.
Now what?
I think I know already.
Okay. So there is a match called. Oh, hold on a second. I have to find this. There was a certain AEW. There was an AEW fan who saw a match between a WWE ID person and an AEW person. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And I have to find this here. Okay. Zeta Steele had to deactivate her Twitter this week because of fans commenting that Megan Bain should legitimately injure Steele in their upcoming match in GCW due to Steele having a WWE deal and Bain being signed to AEW. And one guy said, if Megan doesn't shoot on her break her legs, she ain't a real one.
Ah, so he ain't a real fan and he should get the hell out. Gotcha.
On a lighter note, there was a little bit of a blow up where Roman was complaining about his 2K25 score.
Oh, that was
It was tied for the highest at 96 instead of being alone at the highest at 97. Or no, highest amongst active wrestlers.
Actually, didn't he have a 99 last year?
No, he had a 97, which was highest amongst everybody.
So, yes, he...
This year, he is tied with Cody at 96.
Of course so he is!
So he took offense, and a lot of fans are backing him.
Like, Cody deserves to be at the same number, man. He's held the belt for the last year. You didn't. And I'm betting Final Boss Rock is probably the one higher.
I don't think so. WWE 2K25 rating. This is like the fucking Madden score.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it here. Okay. Oh, more ratings are confirmed. Really?
There's not a ton of confirmation yet. The tied for highest on the men's side is Cody and Roman at 96. The highest woman is Bianca Belair at 95.
Damn.
Yeah, next highest is on that side is Liv Morgan at 91. Let me see here if there's anybody else.
Got a 90? Fuck that!
Who had a 90?
Not a surprise. Logan Paul.
To be fair, he's an asshole. The problem is, how did Cornette say it? Frustratingly good at what he's doing.
Yeah,
because the thing is, he's an asshole for what he's done even before he got in the squared circle. Multiple crypto rug pulls. The hating force in Japan. The guy's an unrepentant jackass.
So, let's do some pick'em, shall we?
Yes.
It is late, so we might want to get that started.
Yeah, because some people have been up for nearing 19 hours, nearing 20.
We're working quick.
I'm just trying to pull it up because, yeah. All right, there we go. And 4 matches, 7 points possible, including the wild card. Almost everything's going to be a multi-point match, except for the following. Unsanctioned match, Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens. Who wins?
Wild card.
Hit it.
Wild card.
Cool.
Sami Zayn will win. With help from baby oil. To set up the Orton Owens match rumored to be happening.
Okay.
But it will be funny and it will be awesome.
Okay.
This match is going to be amazing.
Yeah.
And since it's unsanctioned, there technically has to be a winner.
Yeah, technically. It could also be a no contest. Everybody's too damn beat up. But I doubt that's going to be the way.
I doubt it too, although I like that tack. But I'm going to say that Sammy wins and Kevin Owens will be bitching about it all the way to WrestleMania.
Yeah, you're right. That's going to be an obvious. Sami Zayn is going to win this. Mainly because Kevin has promised too much. He said that he will maim Sammy so badly that he can no longer provide for his family.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, no, you're not going to do that because he's going to win.
Yeah, because in a statement like that is a berserk button for Sammy. So look at
yeah. All right, now to the women's tag match. And the only other match that isn't part of an Elimination Chamber itself. Tiffany Stratton and Trish Stratus face off against Nia Jax and Candice LeRae. 2 points. Who wins and who stares at the pretty lights?
There is no way, and I mean no fucking way, they're bringing in Trish Stratus and Tiffy to lose. Okay? They win, but I believe it is Miss LeRae who is taking the fall.
And Jason, I hate to inform you, there might be a way. Wild okay. card.
All right.
Nia Jax and Candice are going to win. And Tiffany is going to take the fall. Why? Because Charlotte Flair is going to stick her dick, I mean her tits, I mean her nose.
Oh, shit. Really?
Yeah.
Yes, it's going to restyle. She's got to use it. So she's going to stick her nose in the match.
Yeah, maybe learn something from good old Banana Nose. Or from Beak. Thanks, Arn. So, essentially, Charlotte Flair interferes and costs Tiffany the match.
Okay.
The old usual.
I agree with you, Josh.
Damn.
Tiffy and Trishy have momentum.
Yeah.
I'm not using the wild card, though. I'm saving that for something.
Okay. So Jax LeRae and Tiffany takes it?
Yes. There's no way that Trish is going to end in Toronto.
Yeah. But Tiffany... Yeah. All right, and now to the women's match for the chance or for a match or la 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 la.
Number one contendership.
My English is dying. Please send help. For the WWE Women's World Championship currently held by Rhea Ripley at WrestleMania 41. We have Liv Morgan, Bianca Belair, Alexa Bliss, Bailey, Naomi, and the first 21st century wrestler on the main roster.
Wow, congratulations.
Roxanne Perez.
Born in 2002.
Yep. 2 points. Who wins and who is the last to stare at the pretty lights?
Wild card.
Hit it.
Okay.
Alexa Bliss is going to have help.
Okay.
In the sense that we've already seen the flickers. Now she has momentum, so I'm debating if she's going to win the match. Because she took out Morgan, so that gave her the momentum.
And nope, then tonight stick with... she took out Roxanne.
Yeah.
And that Abigail DDT is actually pretty darn good.
It just
needs to be snappier instead of it being a grab, hold, wait, then grab, snap. It needs to be a grab, snap.
Oh, fuck it. Alexa Bliss is winning this match.
Okay.
And the Wyatt Six are going to show up.
Okay.
Is my wild.
Who is the last eliminated?
Hmm. I'm just spitballing here. Naomi.
Okay. For my end, I am going to say, let's see now. Rhea's a face. It would not make sense for you to win. I'm going to go ahead and pick Alexa as well to win with Roxanne Perez out at last.
Oh, ye of little faith.
It isn't little faith. It's more of a, I don't know how this one's going to go. So right, I'm just kind of spitballing.
Right. Well, I'm going to spitball in a totally different direction. Roxanne Perez is going to win with Bayley trying at the light.
Okay.
I would also
would be, yeah. All right, and then what will probably be the main event of the evening? The men's elimination chamber match for a chance at Cody Rhodes' undisputed WWE Championship at WrestleMania 41. John Cena, CM Punk, Drew McIntyre, Logan Paul, Damian Priest, and Seth freaking Rollins. 2 points. Who wins? And who's last to stare at those pretty lights?
Hi, kids!
Yeah. It's gotta be Cena. Everybody's gonna be too busy, because Seth and Punk and Drew are going to be all at each other's throats.
Mm-hmm.
And he pinned Logan, by the way.
What was that, Jason?
He pins Logan Paul.
Oh, Punk pins Paul?
No.
No, Jason or Cena.
That'd be... I'd love that. Can I borrow that? Can I steal that?
You may.
Sure.
Cena's winning the chamber. I would love him to pin Logan Paul.
And for me, I'm going off. Drew McIntyre wins.
Interesting.
There's rumors to that effect.
Yes. Cena is the last eliminated. Once again, a day late and a dollar short.
Ooh.
Yes.
It's going to lead somewhere. Possibly him losing at WrestleMania, or Cena losing at WrestleMania to a higher tier opponent, causes him to finally snap. Maybe a little later, but it might be at Mania 2. But when it happens to cause him to snap, Cena finally turns heel, and it leads him down the path to get to his 17th and final World Heavyweight Championship.
Do you think he might sell his soul?
Yeah, I think he might sell his soul. And he'll win it at SummerSlam, losing it at Survivor Series.
By the way, it would make sense.
Yeah. I think he could win, but honestly, it'd be the better story if he doesn't.
Cena wins.
Yes.
He's not winning at Mania.
No way is he winning at Mania. He will lose there significantly. And wonder why he hasn't. And then he realizes, I finally have to do the one thing I haven't done in 20 plus years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah.
But again, this should be quite interesting.
Yes, it should. It absolutely should. Let's see now. Anything else? The Death Riders are getting taken out one at a time over on AEW.
And of course, the Acclaimed is split up for real.
Yeah. The Acclaimed has split entirely, and Platinum Max Caster, who claims he's the best wrestler alive and even has a trademark for it, is getting his ass handed to him repeatedly.
So, who's out from the Death Riders so far?
Right now, who has been concertoed? Everybody but Wheeler and Johnny. The other three have been concertoed. Wheeler's next.
Oh yeah, Wheeler is next.
And hopefully this will end the damn charade. And, you know, let somebody finally become champion and somebody who can finally go away.
Somebody who's been trying to get his damn vacation.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm just looking at Chris Van Vliet. He's producing all of Logan Paul's matches? Is that right?
What?
Huh? That don't make no damn sense.
That makes zero sense.
No, because Chris Van Vliet is interviewing Will Sasso and Bass. So, I mean, that's what it says. Okay.
Yeah, I don't believe that for Red Hot second.
No.
Because Chris Van Vliet is not attached to any major professional wrestling organization right now.
No, he's not. That's why he's the best right now.
Yeah. In fact, I actually got to listen to the Lex Luger one earlier today.
How was that? Is it good?
Ooh, it was a bit touchy at times, but nothing incendiary or anything. Because Luger actually admitted his role into the spiral that claimed Miss Elizabeth. He said he was not the main cause, but he was definitely a contributing factor. Because those two wanted to party, party, party all day and all night. The problem is, Elizabeth is much smaller than Lex.
Mm-hmm.
And she just, yeah, she took too much, and it ultimately claimed her life.
Yeah, and oof, yeah.
And that's when the downward spiral really started. For Lex.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, he hits rock bottom in 2007 with the spinal infarction. And becomes for a little while, a quadriplegic. He's now in an area that would be almost considered paraplegic, but he's still quadriplegic-ish.
Yeah.
But and guess who's helping him to try to get him to walk?
Dally, baby!
Dallas Page.
Yep.
I think that's so great.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm just wondering, is there a possibility for Dallas, once his time has come, to be going for sainthood?
I'm hoping for the Hall of Fame if he's not in there already.
He's already been there 2017.
Okay.
It's just the guy is a miracle worker. Without him, we wouldn't have had those extra years with Scott Hall. We wouldn't have the years with Jake the Snake right now.
Right. Uh-huh.
And so many others. So many others. Through DDPY.
Yes. I know somebody who lost a lot of weight personally through DDPY.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
But, But yeah, tomorrow night is going to be quite interesting, to say the least.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely is.
And, but yeah, since it's about midnight, let's wrap it up, shall we?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. So first off, myself, let's go ahead and start selling some soap.
Yep.
Yes.
For myself, knickknacks, it'll be eventual. Although, yeah, we just lost one of the biggest Knick stars of the mid-90s, even though she was not part of or a ton of shows. She was the star of the first Knick movie, Harriet the Spy. That'd be Michelle Trachtenberg, who passed away just a few days ago at the age of 39.
Oh, no.
Yeah, from what I understand, even though they'll never have an autopsy, her liver gave out.
Right.
Because she had a transplant last year, and she hid it. And now, unfortunately, the speculations are flying, and partially it's because she decided not to share what was going on. Unfortunately. But then coming or on this week on It Was a Thing on TV, When Things Were Rotten Revisited, a 1975-76, somewhere in there, comedy that was probably too far ahead of its time. From what I understand, critically acclaimed, the people at home were like, huh? But you can watch it today if you have Friendly TV or Philo on Catchy Comedy. It's on Saturday mornings at 1:30 a.m.
Wow!
Yes. And speaking of watching... What?
I've said Holy Death Slot, Batman.
Yeah, and speaking of comedies that the guys just covered this week... For Mike's upcoming 50th birthday on the 3rd, Sledgehammer, a 1986 to 1988.
Love that show.
A 1986 to 1988 comedy on ABC about a trigger-happy cop. Essentially a spoof of comedy police cop and police procedurals. You can watch that on Catchy Comedy, Saturday nights at midnight to 1 a.m. Two episodes back to back, because after all, there's, 40 plus episodes of that. But you can listen to all the new, or the next episode, which I don't know what it is, on itwasathenontv.com. Jason, you got any soap to sell?
I do. We just recorded WLTI today, a little late. We've got the finals of Pop Culture Jeopardy set, a new season of Survivor, more Drag Race, Amazing Race comes back next week. We also talk about Deal or No Deal Island and the 10,000th episode of The Price is Right. Believe it or not, that's true. From 1972 to 2025, there have been 10,000 episodes of The Price is Right. That, of course, will be up later over the weekend.
Jason, by the way, just wanting to let you know, if you haven't learned already, there are going to be new versions of both Jeopardy and, for the first time, Pop Culture Jeopardy in board game form coming out this fall.
No, I did not. I will have to check that out.
Yeah, I learned that because of one of the writers on there. A guy you don't like terribly much. Chad Mosier.
Oh.
He wrote a lot of the clues.
Good God. Really? All right.
Yep.
I'm trying to see the new Jeopardy. So but again, has it been officially announced or no?
as of PR Newswire on the 26th? Absolutely.
Could you link me, please?
Done.
Oh, thank you very much.
And well, also, Wheel of Fortune and Pop Culture Jeopardy. So not Base Jeopardy, because that one's still relatively new. But yes, board and card game. What the heck? Card game.
Yes, and by the way, speaking of which, you were talking about Pop Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune. We're talking about the fact that there's a big streaming deal happening very soon.
Yes. I've heard that too.
No, it is Pop Culture Jeopardy.
Yeah, for the first time, Pop Culture Jeopardy is getting a game or a board game version and a card game version.
Wow, which means that's definitely a season two for Pop Culture Jeopardy, I believe.
Yes. I wouldn't be surprised if it was a runaway success, which means, Jason, I have some devious ideas.
No, I have a potential teammate here, so I got to.
Unless it's you, me, and Brian.
Well, me and Brian, yes. She wants Jeff Brand, but we'll convince her. Okay. We'll talk. Let's get the official casting notice out, and then we'll talk.
Yes.
Because two of the three teams in the finals have Jeopardy veterans on them.
Yeah.
So, and of course, that was WLTI. And also, BS Big Show will be back in April for the draft. Nikki, what do you got to tell?
Let's see. Quick shout out to Supercard. They are very, very, very bored and released a support card for Larry.
Yeah. What?
CM Punk's dog is a support card.
Wow. If that happens, how much longer until we start seeing, you know, support cards of dogs and cats, or of dogs from years past? AKA, like, Matilda!
What's his name, Phoenix?
Pharaoh.
Close.
Yes. What about Fifi?
Yes, what about Fifi? I realize Dupree's not working there anymore, but I still want her in there.
I mean, Renee's just about to turn 40 this year, so he's got time.
What else? I am very blessed that I picked up not one, but two of the limited edition shiny CM Punk cards.
Shiny.
They're very shiny, and you don't have to pro them.
Nice.
So, but let me get to my artist shout-outs. As usual, shout-out to Jamie Claudier, who is still absolutely exhausted. Her current store is undergoing massive renovations.
That's the reason why she hasn't been around, because she has to run to deal with that stuff, too.
Right. So not only does she have to deal with stupid customers and stupid delivery, now she's got to work around the construction. So I've been trying to check in with her to see, just make sure she's all right. Let's see. Obligatory shout out to Oniwambasu, as always. Check out her card, CARRD.co account, if you're interested in a commission. Let's see. Norberto Gaitan. I want to look up his page again. See if he's got anything new. Oh, he's got some new artwork of the gals that are in the chamber match.
Hmm.
one of, oh no, that's not his. One of Stephanie, nope, not that. That's an older one. Stephanie Vaquer, Bianca. And then he reposted artwork from another gal, EKM. At EKM Soldier 22803. EKM does not do commissions that I am aware of. Maybe.
I'll be right back. Just hold on. Keep talking.
Yeah. But this artist reminds me so much of Sinip, who was a big, huge Finn Balor fan.
Huh. Okay.
I love this gal style. Let me see something here. There is a link on her main page. Oh, she sells already completed artwork, looks like.
Her, I'm assuming it's her own, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. My brain was going to the wrong spot immediately.
No, I know where you're going. Because, you know, we all agree that, you know, people should stop stealing artwork.
Yeah. And it's not,
but...
Mm-hmm.
But this is someone, Gaetan has his commissions open through vgen.co/Noberto Gaetan. Let's see what his prices look like this week. Available for new projects, commissions. Let's see what my... Let's see my tablet. Okay, that's the sketchbook. Bust and a simple background, so pretty much a headshot from $50. Half body and simple background, $70. Full body and simple background, $80. Surprise me from $80, huh. Which is still my favorite. It's still my favorite thing. Looks like he's got it closed right now. Essentially, surprise me was, you know, you give him a character and a concept, and he'll do his own thing with it.
Mm-hmm.
Prices. Okay. I ran the prices. To be honest, it's more than reasonable given how good this dude is. So let me get to, if you like anime in your wrestling artwork, look up Nahul Tajes on Twitter and Otanad on Instagram. Otanad is a notorious artist. I don't think he does commissions, but the wrestlers really dig his work.
Okay.
If you like an artist who's also a wrestler, go ahead and look up Topla at @D_Topla on Twitter. Commissions are done through her Gmail account or through Fiverr. But, you know, quick check here. Simple sketch, $25. Chibi from $35. Full body from $55. Designs logos for $45, t-shirts and merchandise $70, and wrestling gear from $45. She has a Patreon, so if you can't think of artwork that you want from her, support her there. I really don't have anything else because I'm right here and it is late.
Yes.
So for Jason Block, for Stat Boy Josh Henniger, my name is Nikki Heyman. You've been listening to the North American Wrestling Connection. Do tune in next week as we discuss the fallout of the Elimination Chamber. And somebody has to hand me the Fizzleweight title.
No, you're going to... I'm going to be keeping that. Thank you very much.
I'm taking it.
Sure you are, Roman. Sure you are.
Oh, all right.
Don't mean get Mox in here.
Oh, trust me, we will be next week anyway because it's Revolution.
That's true. So, all right, everybody out. It's after midnight on the East Coast. Let's go.